Yudetetis Chassidus B'Chedush Kislev Atzmei. In the revelation of the teachings of Chassidus in the month of Kislev itself, after the previous sif, he just got through explaining the connection to the month of Kislev. But the chivah from Ruchnis V'Gashmis Evgetam V'Miyuchad Uchtam Evin Agil Chassidus from the Mittler Rebbe. The bond, the connection between the spiritual and the material is accomplished in a unique way through the manner of the revelation of Chassidus of the Mittler Rebbe. Siz Yadua. It is known as Gilui Teres Chassidus Chabad is given by Eifin Mesuda. That the process of the revelation of the teachings of Chassidus Chabad is in an orderly fashion. In Yedrir from Rabbi Seinu Nisienot Megalgven and Eifgitar Nachashlav V'derech in Dem Gilui. Each one of our Rabbeim revealed and accomplished another stage, another path in that revelation. Behetem v'deseder eskalos v'nasechel chodesh. As appropriate, as per the order of the revelation of a new concept. Afal pivas mihu zeh v'ezehu. So zicharayin los m'mechalik zayin in the me'eres achzidus. Even though who is he that is going to get into trying to make distinctions between the luminaries of Chassidus? You have there's no more Sichas. What is it called? There were so many of them. However, we find that the Rabbeim themselves revealed the various levels, that there are various levels and stages in the process of the revelation of Chassidus. The Alter Rebbe is Dargis HaChachma from Teres Chassidus. The Alter Rebbe is the level of Chachma, Teres Chassidus, as it passes through the level of Chachma. He revealed the matters of Chassidus in the manner of a point, as his wisdom is primarily with the grasp of concept, of an idea in its raw, undeveloped state. And therefore, it is experienced in the mind as a point, rather than a fully developed concept. Danach at the Mittler Rebbe Dais Habina, following this, the Mittler Rebbe, who represented the level of Bina, of the next stage in the process of the revelation of a concept, Hareis gebracht in the Nekudas Achachma v'Bir Rochav. In Avon of Asog, he brought out this point, the point, the germ of the idea, the raw concept in a wide, broad explanation in a manner which could be understood and grasped. Bismut is spashtus v'srachvus v'chevus hanor from Bina, to the degree of expanding and broadening the idea which is represented by the idea as mentioned in Zayar, that the sphere of Bina is compared to Recheves HaNohar. Recheves HaNohar is where a river broadens out from its source. It starts off as a small trickle and it builds up until it spreads out. So this is the expansion and development and the broadening of the ideas in a manner of Bina, in a manner of Recheves HaNohar. B'dugma v'dime HaNohar Bina v'sar nimshach v'n mayim chachma. Similar to the way that the waters of a river are drawn from a spring, which is chachma. So Bina is the fully developed and broadened expression of the same idea, which draws from its the original point as developed in Chachma. But in Nahar Benzein Israchiv and Ispashit, the same waters which come out from the spring in a trickle in the river, they expand and spread out. As we see in the Drusha Chassidus of the Mittler Rebbe, as the Inyan Chassidus from the Alter Rebbe come by Amareis Begilu Rav, Bespashtus, Ubes Rachus. We find that in his Drusha Chassidus, the matters of Chassidus which the Alter Rebbe discussed are expressed by him in much greater revelation, in a much more developed, expanded, and broadened form. In footnote 142, Rebbe points out that Gam Eitzel HaTzemach Tzedek Motzino Archove Gidele V'Teres Achzedus. Also by the Tzemach Tzedek we find a tremendous broad range of teachings of Chassidus. I mean, a tremendous prodigious amount of teachings and writings. But the unique contribution of the Tzemach Tzedek is not so much the volume of his Chassidus and the development of the ideas as much as the fusion of the revealed portion of the Torah with the teachings of Chassidus. Hashva v'tivach shal nyon Chassidus b'drush yad marazachichu v'teres ha'niglechu. Comparing and oftentimes reconciling the teachings of the Alter Rebbe and Chassidus with concepts in Nigla, which is the function of Mayach Hadas, meaning to take an idea and apply it in a way that is close to one's own experience and one's own knowledge. Ilu achidus shel admirim tzoyhu Yisrachus gedelu ubiur rachav v'anekudus hamuvayis v'drushi admir hazakim k'nira b'pah. Whereas the primary chidush of the Mittler Rebbe is this tremendous expansion, this tremendous broad explanations in the points that appear in the teachings of the Alter Rebbe as one sees in actuality. B'chdei oiftam b'shleimus dem yichud ha-sechel mit dem muskel u'v'nidin didan der yichud sechel o'odem mit deyes havaya d'uchlim mit teres achsidus. In order to fully accomplish the unification of the intellect with the concept, and in our case, the unification of the human intellect with the knowledge of God through the teachings of Chassidus, further to has nesiv to the rasog in the kudus ha-chochma from an echam de avonah from bina be'efen sholos rach. It is necessary that in addition to the basic grasp of the point, with the point of wisdom, there should also be the broad understanding of bina in a manner of broad development of those same points. Derech says, ech movement against the yichud for luchnis v'gashmis, Elokus and Welt was heard every time the Chassidus. And similarly, in terms of the impact on the world, which is the unification of the spiritual and the material, the unification of godliness and worldliness, which is accomplished through Chassidus. As the Shleimus therefore was every time the Chassidus nesef zu Chachmat men Eich Bina. This is accomplished, much more fully accomplished, when in addition to Chachma there is also Bina. There is Tzich Eich Eisgedik and Chaim Psorim from the Levin from the Mittler Rebbe, as also expressed in the physical life of the Mittler Rebbe. Ki Yadua Divri HaTzemach Tzedek wegen Ehem as we will schneiden by them Shver HaFinger wo that gegangen came Blut noch Chassidus. As the well-known words of the Tzemach Tzedek about him, that if one would cut the finger of my father-in-law, there would not run blood, but rather Chassidus. This heißt, as in Chaim Gashim, seine Blut, Adamu HaNefesh Atzme, is given Chassidus Ruchnis. In other words, his physical life, his blood, which is life itself, was Chassidus, was spirituality. In him there was a complete unification of the spiritual and the physical. And if you look at footnote 145, points out, And so is emphasized in his work with the Hasidim, Gedua Piskamri, as it's known, his saying, Kiritzene Shakasha Shneav Rechim Nifkashim Yachad of Bashuk, Pidabru Chasidis Binyan Arach Vatik. That when two young men meet in this marketplace, they should discuss Hasidus on the topics of Arach and Atik. And in Sefer Hasidus Tavshin Gimel, he said that Zalmin Galait Fashtein in Kesev, he defined a finger that is Zain Zufridin. That the young people should have a knowledge in the highest infinite aspect of godliness as expressed in Kesev, like they're familiar with their own five fingers. With that, he would be satisfied. Hainu, Neisav al Zesh, Yilmedu Chasidus B'Seichel, that he wanted that in addition to the fact that they should actually study it, utilizing their intellect, they should actually discuss it in the marketplace, even when they're involved in their material dealings. This should be their topic of discussion. And their level of understanding, their grasp of it should be as concrete as the five physical fingers on their hand. Because Bina has the power to unify Chassidus godliness with the world, the spiritual and the material. Yesh Laimar, as the Tamek Demis Valdirchevis Anor from Bina, Zaynin Nitnor Aspashtus, Ulumata from the Kudus Achochma, Valzinemzich von Sherish Abina. Shalomayla Michachma, Vimercha Vatsmi, the Ribbot is Bekerz, Mechavis, and Ruchnis, Vigashmi, Zain, the Glomayla Mishneh. The reason why the unification of the spiritual and the material, of the concept with the one who's learning it, is much greater through the attribute of Bina is not due to the fact that Bina is lower than Chachma, and therefore closer to the material, but actually it is rooted in the fact that the source of Bina, that Chassidus explains that the spiritual source of Bina in the infinite is higher than the source of Chachma. That Bina is rooted in the infinite expanse. Merchav Ha'atzmi, the infinite essential expanse, meaning that it's rooted in true infinity. Even though Chachma is also, its source is in the infinite, but its source is in the infinite but it's expressed in a very limited, constricted form, in the form of a point. So it is the capacity of the infinite to express itself into finite. But Bina is rooted in the capacity of the infinite to express itself not only into the finite, but in a broad and expansive way. And therefore, that indicates that it originates from a higher source. And that higher source is the true infinite expanse. Is the source which enables which provides the Bina with the Keach to connect, to fuse, to bond the spiritual and the material, because its source is higher than both spirituality and material. In fact, the revelation of the essential expanse of true infinity comes specifically through the Aveda down below. It is specifically through the physical, through the Aveda in the lowest aspects of creation. In the call from the most constricted and of places in terms of godliness, that this draws out the divine response from its source in the true expanse, the true infinity.
I have a question. How do you understand, this statement of the Sadduk Sadduk about the, the rabbi, he cut his finger, there's no blood, it's just one piece, it's Chassidus. if a person, I mean, if his finger was cut, is he saying that your mamash would not see blood? Or the blood that you see is not really blood, it's something else, but you don't see it. You don't understand what it, I mean, how do you understand that statement?
I don't necessarily think that it means that no blood would run from his finger. I think the concept, what he was trying to bring out, is that that Chassidus is not a part of his life. It was actually his physical sustenance, his physical existence was Chassidus. And in fact, one of the indications of this is the description of the stalkers of the Mithlerator was that after the doctors had prescribed that physically, there was no way that he should still be alive. And the fact that he was even breathing was, to them, considered miraculous, because they said that medically there is no explanation to his still being alive. And the Hasidim said that one of the doctors said that if you'll allow him to say Chassidus, then you'll see that, you know, he was barely hanging on, you'll see that he'll revive himself. That was exactly what they did. He said he could say Chassidus, and he sat up, and he started saying Chassidus. So you know, it was an actual clear indication that we're medically, physically, you know, physically, there was nothing to support the life in that body, but what supported it was Chassidus, because that was his life. That was his physical being. I mean, his very physical being was an extension of his of Chassidus. Was it true of other Rebbeim? But the Rebbe says like this, that in general, anything that it says on one Rebbe is true to an extent of all the Rebbeim. But each Rebbe has his particular chiddush, his particular inyan that he broke through. And just as we say that the avos are all coupled within each other, and yet each one of the avos is distinct and unique. So similarly, the same thing is true of the Rebbe. I mean, each one, while they're each coupled in each other, but each one of them is distinct and unique in terms of his particular avodah. Yerushalayim, das ist echt im Rames in sein Shema Teir der Mittlerer. See that this is also alluded to in his title, which is the Mittlerer. The title is the Middle Rebbe. Now, the obvious reason for the title was that since the Chassidim of Tzemach Tzedek had absolutely no doubts as to the fact that he was Mashiach, so therefore they knew that, so to them there was the Alter Rebbe, and there was the Tzemach Tzedek who was Mashiach, and then there's the middle. The middle Rebbe was the middle one. So the Rebbe speaks in other occasions that the Indian title of Mittler shows was specifically connected to the idea of Mashiach because of the absolute certainty that the Tzemach Tzedek was Mashiach, which the Rebbe actually presents not as a mistake on the part of the Chassidus, but rather it was a correct assumption on the part of the Chassidus. But on some level, the Tzemach Tzedek is Mashiach, but rather through the Rebbe, who somehow, in some way, personifies the Tzemach Tzedek, specifically, you know, it's more than
through
some
the
of the other Rebbe. But, okay, so the title Mittler Rebbe, Mittler Badai, does it come in time for Arishon V'Shlishi? The title middle indicates that he comes between the first and the third. And is a bay de mechaber. The point of a middle is that which connects the first with the third. The middle of the zayin de b'dayi sabin is mechaber the nasi shel afana and nasi shel achar. The alder de b'chachm and the tzemach tzedek das. That he connects the nasi that precedes him and the nasi that follows him. The alder de b'chachm with the tzemach tzedek das. As in em is called the gimel rash of avos achsidus connected chabad. So in such that in him is included the first the three of the heads and fathers of Chassidus, which correspond to the three intellectual faculties of Chabad. Because in him is manifested, in particular, the general effect of the revelation of Chabad, which is to connect godliness with the world.
Isn't that unusual the way it's doing this out now?
I'm sorry?
Chachma and Bina, and Das brings Chachma and Bina together. Now he's saying Das is bringing together Chachma and Bina is bringing Chachma and Das.
Well, okay, okay. The fact is like this. The reason why, I mean, I'll be pashut. The reason why the order is Chachma, Bina, Das is because in order to get from Chachma to Das, you have to pass through Bina. So in the most literal sense, the thing that connects Chachma to Das is Bina. Just in the practical, that's how it works. In other words, Chachma is an idea, but it's not, you have an idea, but it's not yet fully grasped. Okay, Das is, not only do you have this idea and a full grasp of your concept, but you have this concept in a way that it actually relates to and impacts on your life. The way you take that idea from its from its state of being somewhat beyond your grasp to becoming something that's personal and relevant and that you relate to is first you have to have a solid grasp and understanding of the idea. So in practical and actual terms, what connects this point, this idea, which is Chachma, and brings it down to the degree that it actually has direct impact and relevance on your life, okay, is through Bina, is through the process of getting a good, solid grasp and understanding and really developing that idea. This that we say that Das connects Chachma and Bina is not in a directly, it's not the direct function of Das. To connect Chachma and Bina. The direct function of Das is to connect the concept, the idea, with the person. Okay, what we're saying is that since the certain aspects of Chachma and Bina that in a sense they're opposites. Okay, so on some level it is the aspect of Das which is, in other words, at the point where a person is trying to develop an idea, but he doesn't want to lose sight of the point. Okay, so what keeps him focused on the point while he's developing it is the fact that ultimately it has relevance for him. Okay, but at that time he's not actually. It's not actually functioning, utilizing his merach hadas in an actual way. He's not utilizing that part of his brain. Its effect on Chachma and Bina is not direct, but rather indirect. But in terms of the direct link in the process of developing an idea, bringing it from its stage of just being a point, a germ of an idea, to bring it to actual direct relevance to the person's life, Bina is the stage in the middle that connects it. Now we have to understand by the middle of the fifth and the chiddush of shleimus, as in chay v'gashim zan egvem b'yem liyem shen estalu b'yem shen eil tes kisle. Based on this, we can understand why dafke by the middle of the Rebbe, we find this chiddush, this unique aspect of shleimus, that the days of his material life were from day to day, meaning a full cycle of a year, that it was nostalgic on the day that he was born, the 9th of Kislev, and by him is bad gosha the chibuch of ruchnis v'gach shmius, or kumpekecha atzmus merchava atzmus. Because by him is emphasized the unification of the spiritual and the material, which derives from the power of the essence, otherwise also referred to as the essential expanse, or in English, true infinity. As the shleimus ba'aveda ruchnis, drikt sich es und vertrinkt, erishkes kol b'nei adama, eich seine yoyim v'sharam gashmin, as eich seine tmin v'shleimim malash v'seim v'yem v'yem. That his perfection and completeness in his spiritual service manifests itself, and so to speak, waters or which, as you referred to earlier, the connection to the month of Kislev, the union of Geshamim, which is the connection between the spiritual and the physical, that also his days and physical years are complete. Pizza Yeshlema Echter Tam for us to talk to Skistov is Echter Erev Vachana to Yud Kistov Chaga Gula Shalei Shanikul Chag Vashana Rishena Takpach Atog Nachter Estalkas. Based on this, we could understand also the reason why the 9th of Kislev is also the day of preparation for the 10th of Kislev, which is the holiday of his redemption, which was only instituted as a holiday the first year following his release from prison, which actually the first year, the first anniversary following his release from prison was the day after his passing. The Rebbe points out in footnote 147, but because of, as a result of the Istalkus, they did not celebrate the redemption in the first year of the great Shturim. Avusham Shalachizah, Chagigas Hagul, Bittisiv, Bechal Shturim, Vrachi Balamachas, Teskis, Tavimai Lenz, Vimai Lushim. So, on some spiritual level, the events of Teskislev are a preparation for the events of Yud Kislev. You know, chronologically, the redemption took place the year before, but the establishment of the day as a chag took place the day later. Well, the shleimus achibul for shleimus avedus atzadik beruchnis, but shleimus begashim is beyond v'shneizav is achana matimu vel chigid glaktam kech iftam de inyan agula be inyan futzum and esecha futz. He said, "Is dafke this complete bonding between his perfection in his spiritual service with completeness in his physical life and his days and years is appropriate and proper preparation, which immediately gives the power to accomplish redemption in the matter of spreading the wellsprings out. As is known that the redemption of the Middle Rebbe, similar to the redemption of the Alter Rebbe, was primarily redemption in the union of spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus outward, on which there had been previously a divine kitrik. As a field be'erach to Eifin Gilui Chassidus from the Middle Rebbe, Eifin Rechev Zano, bis der Meisig Gula Kumtzu in dem Gufa Gula. That even relative to the manner of the spreading of Chassidus of the Mittler Rebbe in a manner of the expansiveness of the river till his imprisonment and redemption, that in addition to that, there comes a new redemption, meaning a whole new breakthrough. A redemption and a breaking out of the limitations, which transcends all limitations and boundaries, welche gitzu naya keches bis shalei be'erach zu mekabes an elyon v'tachon, which gives new strength incomparably greater to that which existed previously to connect the spiritual with the material. Al derech de'eftu from bitlach zeru ben elyon v'tachten ben matan teru from niglu teru v'gol. Similar to the accomplishment of the breaking through of the divine decree of the divine separation between the spiritual and the physical by matan teru at the time of the revelation of Nigla, the Terror of the Gold. Biz Nachmer, as the Gula from Yutas Kislev.
Yud Kislev.
As the Gula from Yud Kislev. But as Cholavak Domus, the Gula from Yutas Kislev, Rashan Lachsidas, Even more, that the redemption of the 10th of Kislev is a beginning and a preparation for the redemption of the 19th of Kislev, which is the Rosh Hashanah of Chassidus, as he refers to footnote 149, the fact that Yud Kislev is the birthday of a Chassid, and Yud Tes Kislev is the bris of a Chassid, which would indicate that one is a preparation for the other. We can add that this is emphasized even more this year, the year 5752, which the 9th of Kislev comes out on the day of Shabbos. The day of Shabbos with the Kedusha Lufthus from Enik Shabbos Shalom Eilum Eilum Nimshach and the Gashmis from Eilum. Zayn Achilush Siyah V'Sheina Tuchtemus Mitzvah L'Angi Be'enik Achilush Siyah V'Sheina V'Shabbos Tain. On the day of Shabbos, the spiritual holiness of the delight of Shabbos, which transcends the world, is drawn down into the physical life of a Jew and is expressed into his eating, drinking, and sleeping. Through this, that it's a mitzvah to delight on Shabbos in the pleasure of eating and drinking, and that sleeping on Shabbos is a pleasure. Bizas din Hashem Yisrael with Nimshu b'Shabbos Pered Lashinu Eichin the Tevel Fnav Shabbos. To the point that the additional soul, which is drawn down on Shabbos, affects a change in the nature of the Nefesh Abrahamas, which is, as it says, as he refers to footnote 153, that the Yerushalmi says that Am Haaretz doesn't lie on Shabbos, meaning an Am Haaretz is somebody whose life is governed primarily by his animal soul, and that's why he's an Am Haaretz. And yet, even such an individual is impacted by the holiness of Shabbos, that his Nefesh HaBahamas is transformed. Bizin the Teva in the Guf HaGashmi and Eichen Gashmi Seilem. To the point that Shabbos impacts on the nature of the physical body. As Chazal say, that the light of a person's face on Shabbos does not compare to the light of his face all week long. That if you look at a person's face, you should be able to tell the physical distinction between the Shabbos day and other days of the week, and also in the physical world. And if you look at footnote 155, he brings from the Mittler Rebbe himself, that he says, "Kim Hashayir Azeh Echad Min Gdeli Chachmi Arefim, Shebelel Shabbos V'yemi Yeshinu Gadol B'Defek Shebiyada Yisrael, as testified by one of the great medical geniuses, that on the night of Shabbos and its day, there is a big change in the pulse, which is to be found in the hand of a Jew, and this is a result of the revelation of the spiritual delight of the soul into the person's body. And in fact, there was a doctor originally from Argentina, became a Lubavitcher Baal Tshuva, who actually, based on this that the Rebbe had mentioned in Sichas, he actually did the research and showed clinically. I mean, he has the electrocardiograms, he has all the things to show that there's a major difference in a Jew before Shabbos starts and when Shabbos sets in. He also demonstrated that there's differences in the heart, in the electrocardiogram, and in the brain waves of a Jew before he puts on tefillin, between a Jew who never put on tefillin and after he puts on tefillin for the first time. And he did a lot of these kind of studies, which with a lot of brachas from the Rebbe. And I never saw it yet compiled and published in any comprehensive way. But I did see an interview of this person. I mean, that in other words, even by the standards of modern science, okay, this was a person, just a doctor, saying that he could tell by the pulse in the hand, just by taking the pulse, he could tell the difference between, you know, a Jew during the weekdays and a Jew on Shabbos. But today we actually have, you know, the machinery to chart and graph the actual changes.
Yeah.
So he would do the experiment Friday afternoon with the subjects, or because obviously he couldn't do it. He couldn't.
No, he had anyway cases who anyway had to be hooked up to a machine on Shabbos because they were they were in a state of sakana under observation. So they were anyway hooked up to the machine. He just had, you know, he could just show you on the graph. You know, it's if he set the machine on print, right, that you printed in the form of a graph. So he could show you the difference between what shows on the graph before Shabbos and that there's a major spike when Shkia hits and sets in and Shabbos begins. There's a, you know, the graph spikes and the heart takes off.
Another thing, when you mentioned the point about the Am Haaretz, that even an Am Haaretz is Nefesh HaBahamas, is different on Shabbos, how does that fit with the story of the Baal Shem Tov, where when all the sin gathered together and held hands, he turned into an ox?
They saw a vision.
Right, and that person was actually a learned person who was a tzaddik. The idea is that the Shabbos impacts on the person, and the person is affected by the Shabbos physically. However, the person has the option to, he has free will, and he has the option to take advantage of that transformation, that impact that Shabbos has on him, and utilize it. He also has the option to, instead of focusing on the holiness of Shabbos, he can focus on the physical, on physical pleasures that are permitted to him on Shabbos, right, and therefore, instead of relating to the fact that the physical has been elevated to a state of holiness, what he does is he drags the holiness down into physicality. Right. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov was showing, that this individual, instead of recognizing, you know, all week long he fasted and he didn't eat meat and he was on a very high spiritual level, and he only ate meat on Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Shabbos, and yet, he was actually just giving in to his natural desire to eat meat, rather than actually experiencing the sanctification of that, the act of eating meat, he was just giving in to his natural instinct to eat meat, which he suppressed all week long, but Shabbos he finally had an excuse to give in to it. So the idea of Shabbos is not giving in to your natural impulses, but it's elevating them and sanctifying them. So when a person is just giving in to his natural impulses, so he drags the Shabbos down. I mean, he drags instead of being elevated by it. All of the aforementioned pertains to and is relevant to all Jews, all generations of Jews. How much more so in our generation, in our time, according to the signs of Chazal in the Gemara Sanhedrin and in Medrashim and in a number of places, we are already holding by the literal Geula, the literal redemption. I have spoken many times recently, as Nachtam Bibi Muflik from Asinu and Asinu Meshach Kaladeris, that after the prodigious amount of action and service throughout all the generations, Befrat Nacht Avedu from Abisinu Sienu, and especially after the work and service of our Rabbeim, Anheimnik from the Avis Achsidus and Yimei Gulas and Beyut Tuskisle, Beyut Kisle, that after the work of all the Rabbeim, starting from the Avos Chassidus, the days of their redemption, the days of their birth and the Stalkus, and from then a number of generations and years have passed, and we already passed the Avodah of the Friedrich Rebbe, the Nasi of our generation. So at this point, at this junction, we have already completed all of the required refinements that have to be made in the world. Kelech and Bir from Esav Hu Edoy, including the Bir of Esav Hu Edoy, Umikol Shkem Kamuchem was Afilu Bizman Yankiv. So Kamuchem, even in the time of Yankiv, at Yankiv Shkem Gehalten Getracht as Esav Kain is Bar, Umitzad Yidargis Yankiv is as Eitake Given. That Yankiv in his time already held and thought that Esav had already been refined. And from Yankiv's perspective, from Yankiv's level, it was that was true. As mentioned earlier, how much more so after the tremendous amount of work that was done since then? Is Esav Shein and Gatzin is Bar Gevurah. Esav has already been completely refined. As we see in the conduct in our times, which we are still in the exile of Edom, amongst the nations of the world that derive from Esav, that they conduct themselves in a manner of a kingdom of kindness. And this has spread to other countries, even countries who previously were totalitarian regimes, as we have seen and we're seeing especially recently. Doch verstandig als Itzterhalt mich schon bei der Matze, was der Gufa Gashmi. A viele Gashmi ist der Elam, ist schon im Ganzen ist Bader von des Dach geworden. So it's understood that we're holding at the point where the physical body and even the physicality of the world has already become completely purified and refined. Und es akeli muchen if alle edes von Yonim Ruchim. And is already, it's a finished, prepared vessel for all spiritual revelations and matters. Kelub ikke erish of Mashiach Tzidkenu, including and especially the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Eira geula amitis v'ashlema, the light of the true and complete redemption. Biz eich evgili pshitis ha'atzmas from atzmas from husis baruch, to the point that the world is already fully ready for the revelation of the simplicity of the essence of the divine essence. V'yasved nizgala in pshitis ha'atzmas from Mashiach Tzidkenu, as it is revealed in the utter simplicity of the essence of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Shalomayim Pchinas Yechidu Mikol Hashem Yisru Dagis Hashpoz Chul, which transcends even the aspect of Yechidu and all names, levels, and Hashpoz. Durch them, and through it being revealed, through the essence being revealed in the essence of Mashiach, that is Niskalim Dapshitus and Yedri, is also revealed in the simplicity and the essence of each and every Jew. That being the case, that everything's already done, the physical body and the physical world have already been refined and is already completely ready for the revelation of the divine essence. So when the Einzer Zach was felt is, the only thing that is lacking is, as a Yidzel Eif Efenin Zayn Eugen Kedubai, that a Jew should open up his eyes properly, that the Zen Vi Altsis Shein Great Suder Gula, he will be able to see how everything is already prepared for the redemption. Mahachin of Shulchan Aruch, we already have the set table. Mahachin de Levyasim v'sheir abar v'yayin ha-meshumah. We already have the Levyasim, sheir abar, and the preserved wine. When Eden zits in shem b'im tish, and Jews are sitting already by the table of Shulchan Avim Melech Malchim Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the table of their father, the King of Kings, Tzizamim with Mashiach Tzidkenu, together with our righteous Mashiach, Yeshtet Nisvarim as B'chol Deriz De'echad Mizer Yehudu Shuvay Elias Mashiach. Together with Mashiach Tzidkenu, as it says in Nisvarim, that in every generation there is an individual from the seed of Judah that is worthy of being Mashiach. The Jews are already sitting with Mashiach Tzidkenu, who is here and ready. U'bidereinu nesidereinu korektuvus muchad mur. And our generation, it's Nasi Deirenu, especially Nachabayim Shana from the Stagis Kedushas Mechadmur, Hatm Shein Eich Lev Lodas V'Naim Lidus V'Naim L'Shmei. So not only is everything ready, but we also have the capacity to know, to see, and to hear after the 40 years of, from the Stalkers of the Friedegram. It's the Darfur No Zayn Ka'omur. So therefore now, it only has to be as stated, as we shall if even the live what does, that we should open the heart to know, and if even the name lives, and open the eyes to see, on Eif Evan the Osnayim Lishmeya and open the ears to hear, Malderavze, and similarly Eisnutz and Aladam Achivorim or Sagidam Agashim, to utilize all of the 248 limbs and 365 veins and arteries, physical, of the physical body. Nesef Eif Lima Datera Vekim Amitzis Vechol. To utilize all of one's physical being in addition to the study of Torah and performance of mitzvahs in general, which correspond to the limbs and veins and arteries, to utilize all that, to focus all of that on the study of the Pnimis HaTera as was revealed in the teachings of Chassidus, to fulfilling the directives of our Rabbeim, our Nesiim, Kelo, including, Lernen wegen in Yoni Geula, in an Efen, as those of Eif Efen dem Leiv, von Ve'enayim, Ve'oznayim. To learn matters of Geula in a way that it will open the heart, the eyes, and the ears, Zol Fashtein, that one should understand, Zen, and see, Un Heren, and hear, Bepashtus Mamish, in the most literal sense, in Gashmis Ha'olam, in the physical world, the Gula Amitis Vashlema V'Peil Mamash, the true and complete redemption in actuality, in literal actuality, Unlearning Terasi Shal Mashiach Pnimis HaTera Be'Eifin Shal Ria, and to be able to study the teachings of Mashiach, the inner dimension of Terah in a manner of seeing, was thus is Alt Shein Dom in Amuchen, which all of this is already here and prepared, Dafnot Eif Efen De Egen Vetman Ezen. It is only necessary to open one's eyes and we will be able to see all of this.
What does it mean that we're sitting with the fish and the what does it mean that we're sitting with the meat and the fish and the wine?
What's happening?